We're starting a new series today, and I have been blessed preaching the previous series. So amazing what God's Word has in it, but we're starting something brand new today. And it's an important topic, and we're going to look at it probably for a few weeks as a series. But today, we're going to quickly hit an overview of it all, and the title of this series is called Honoring Others. Okay? And you may not have heard me preach on this before. I do know I've preached about honor a number of years ago, but honoring others. Okay? And maybe even when I say that, you're like, really? That's an important topic? It's a very important topic. So here we go. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10 is going to be our key verse. And in the New Living Translation, it says this. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. All right, so our key verse very clearly getting some thoughts in. The writer is talking to believers and saying, hey, don't just pretend to love other people. Really love them. And then a part of really loving, apparently, is delighting to honor each other. And so we're going to look at some more verses about this. But the word honor there, what does it mean? Now, our original scriptures were written in Hebrew and Greek and then interpreted to the English language many years ago. And depending on your version, you may have different words, but the words were interpreted for, obviously, the time they were used. And sometimes the meanings of words change over time. So once in a while, we have to explain it a little deeper. So the original word for honor here means value, respect, nobility, specialness, and even has a connotation of cost or money. So in other words, honor here means to value someone, respect them, treat them special as though they were nobility, and be willing to give them something that costs you. Interesting that those are all aspects of honoring someone. Okay, so we are clearly told in Scripture to honor others, and we're specifically told to honor certain people as well. So I want to look at some of those that are very clearly spoken in Scripture. And the first one that probably comes to your mind, if you've been a Christian for a while, is that we are told to honor our parents. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. It says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and mother, and then you will live long and a full life. So that is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments. It says to honor your parents. The Bible is saying, God will give you favor, and God will cause things to work well for you and allow you to live long when you show honor to your parents. And of course, we all have parents. For some of us, maybe our parents have gone on to heaven, but we still can honor them even if they've passed on. You honor them by the stories you tell about them. You honor them by how you speak of them still today. Okay, so honor doesn't end even when parents pass on. Honoring our parents doesn't end when we turn 18. Honoring our parents doesn't end when we turn 20, 30, 40, 50. It's something we continue to do because God commanded it. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3, kind of in the New Testament confirms once again that this is an important commandment we should follow. And he says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will live long life on the earth. So it was the first commandment that had a promise connected to it if you kept it. All right, the fifth commandment, but it had a promise connected with it saying you'll live long and things will go well for you. Now, obviously, that means if you don't follow it, the promise isn't yours. You won't live long and things won't go well for you if you don't honor your parents. You know, the interesting thing about this verse of honoring parents, it doesn't say you shall honor your parents if they're perfect, if they never make a mistake. It doesn't include that. Honoring parents is something you do regardless of their mistakes and regardless of their actions. Now maybe you think, well, what if a parent was telling me to do something wicked? Well, you wouldn't do the wicked thing, but you can still show honor to that parent. Because honor is something you give that has nothing to do with them. And if you're having trouble honoring them because of mistakes they've made, it means you need to learn to forgive so that you can honor. I'm going to go into that more in the future because this is a series. I'm touching on each of them today. We're also told in Scripture very specifically to honor our spouses if we are married. Ephesians 5, 21 to 25. So that's Ephesians 5, 21 to verse 25 says, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So submitting to your spouse, wives submitting to their husbands because they choose to, is honoring to their husbands. Somebody submitting to a husband because they're forced to would be slavery. Very different. And often when we use the word submit, people get an ugly feeling because that word, the very meaning of it has changed in our society. That is not the submission the Bible's talking about. It is something voluntarily given to honor the spouse. Very different. And it is voluntarily given to honor a spouse who is willing to die for you. Now that is very different than what we think when we hear the word submit. But men also in Scripture are told to honor their wives. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, it says, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered. So husbands, you also need to honor your wife. And in this portion of Scripture, it says as the weaker vessel. I've heard it explained or interpreted as you honor them as that priceless, special, like a priceless vase. You honor them as one that you treasure, one that you take care of and treat as, hey, don't touch that. Now you think about the vase, maybe it's a $50,000 vase. Hey, be careful around that. That's special. That's how husbands honor their wives. And wives today, you have my permission when you go home this week to tell your husband they have to treat you special because Pastor Danny said so. Okay. You should be treated special. You really should be. And husbands, when you treat them special, you're honoring them. You're honoring who they are in Christ. Again, I'm not going to go deep into that. We'll do a whole message on it. Also, just if anybody's wondering, every year Paul and Angela do a course called Love and Respect, and it has so much detail about that relationship and how to treat each other with love and respect and specialness. So I'm not going to go deep today, but it's really important to honor our spouses. Another point we clearly see in Scripture is that we are told to honor the Lord and those who serve the Lord. Okay, so I'm giving you some specifics here. Honor the Lord and those who serve the Lord. John chapter 5 and verse 23. And then we're also going to look at 41 to 44 because there's some explaining there that I want to do. So John 5, 23, it's Jesus talking, and he says, "So that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him." So Jesus is telling those who are listening, they need to honor him. He's the Son of God. And he says, when they do that, they're automatically honoring God. So when you and I honor someone that God has sent or ordained, we are actually honoring God. Okay? So that's something we need to remember, and it's important. Now, today I didn't go too much into honoring the Lord because that honor is slightly different, and it's actually like praise and worship. And obviously, we don't give that to people. We don't worship or praise people. So it's a little bit different, but again, we'll go a little deeper in that later. But I want to look at verse 41 and 44, because this can sometimes bring confusion to people about honoring one another. So let's look at it. So we know, we just read, Jesus said they should honor him, and they should, by doing that, they honor the Father. Now, 41 says this. It's Jesus still talking. It's the same chapter, he's still continuing, and he says, "I receive not honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. And I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another one will come in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only?" So now if you quickly read that, you might think, well, then it must be bad to receive honor from one another. But again, let's look at it carefully. Let's look at what he's actually saying. So looking at the context and looking at the words and their meanings. For starters, the word honor here is a different original word, and it has more of a feeling of approval or praise than it does of honor. And also, the word receive in this context has more of a meaning of seeking after or striving to obtain. So it would read more like this. Jesus says, "I don't strive to obtain honor from people. But I know you that you have not the love of God. I'm come in my Father's name. You don't receive me, but if another comes, him you'll receive. How can you believe which strive to obtain or seek honor from one another and seek not the honor that comes from God only?" You see, excuse me, the Jews who actually hated Jesus were seeking approval and praise from people. They were being people pleasers, and God is saying that is wrong. Because if you're seeking from honor from other people, you automatically change the definition of honor to self-seeking approval and praise, and it's no longer honor. Honor is something that can only be given, not something you chase. Let me try to explain that. If I was, boy, I just want Kelvin to honor me, I'm going to do something so automatically shows that I don't understand what honor is, because honor can't be sought, it can only be given. It's only honor if Calvin was thinking, "I want to honor Pastor Danny." Do you see the difference? It's not honor if you chase it. It's self-seeking approval. Honor can only be given. Honor can never be chased down, only given. You don't seek approval of people, you seek the approval of God only. But honor is something we are told to give others. When I was doing this, a thought came to my mind. Maybe it'll help you understand. We have a dog, one of our pets at home, and she is a terrier cross. And her name is Sparkles. This is a dog, get back here. But anyways, she likes to run away. And she can run really fast. And the thing is, if you chase her, you can never catch her. And if you start trying to chase her, and I know this because we've done it before, you will be running down the sidewalk looking like a complete idiot, hollering at the top of your lungs. And the louder you holler, the faster she runs. And when she first started doing it, we would do that. Two or three of us would, you know, two kids and dad running down the sidewalk hollering. If you're seeking honor, you start to look like a fool, doing stupid things trying to make that honor come to you. That dog would never come when we did that. We found something out. If she took off out of the gate running, if we completely ignored her and went about our business before we knew it, there she was scratching at the door wanting to get let in. Honor is the same way. You be faithful to God. You do what he's asked, and honor will be at your door, scratching to get in. Don't chase it. It makes you look like a fool. All right? So honor is something we should give to others, not something we should chase after. We're called to be God-pleasers, not people-pleasers. Psalm 15, verse 1 to 5. Psalm 15, 1 to 5. It says, "Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts, those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends, those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their promises even when it hurts." Here he's giving characteristics of someone who God is pleased with, someone who is a true servant of God. These are characteristics they should have, and one of them is they honor the faithful followers of God. So, as his followers, you and I need to practice honoring others. Okay? Are we getting this? Is making sense? All right, Matthew 13 and verse 53 to 58, and I'm not going to read it all today, but you should read it at home, but I'll give you a little bit of it. Hang on. Okay, and the portion of the scripture that I really want you to see is this. It says, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country." And Jesus mentions this because in Jesus' time, he went about doing good miracles everywhere he went. He would go to different places. They would come to him. He would heal the sick, cast out devils, you know, cleanse the lepers. But when he came to his hometown, where he grew up, they knew him as Joseph's son, the carpenter's kid. And because of that, they didn't honor him as a servant or one sent from God. And because they didn't do that, they didn't receive miracles. It actually says not many mighty miracles were done there. Why? They didn't believe for them. They didn't come asking. They limited what God could do because they were unwilling to honor the person sent from God. That's really amazing, isn't it? If you are, you know, this just as an example, I don't believe it's happened here, but it did come to my mind. Maybe you've been in a church where people started, "Well, pastor, we don't even like him." Guaranteed they didn't receive anything from that pastor. Because automatically, with having an attitude of dishonor, you close the door to be able to receive from God through them. Okay, so I know that doesn't happen here, but that just came to my mind. Maybe you've been in situations where that was the case. Don't ever go there. And again, you don't show honor because they're perfect. You show honor because God asks us to. And when we do that, God blesses. All right. 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18 says, let the elders that rule be counted worthy of double honor. Paul is giving Timothy some instruction on how to treat those in the church. And he says, the elders that rule, that are involved, that are serving, should be given double honor. And he's obviously using the term elders as ones helping out in God's kingdom there, the church that he was looking after. But I believe it also has some aspect to it that we are meant to also honor and respect the elderly. Okay, there's a sense that also comes through that. And obviously there's some cultures that are really good at that and some that aren't. Okay, so giving honor to people who are serving well is something we should definitely do. And here's an interesting one for our time and for the day we're in right now. We are told to honor those in authority. Okay, let's look at a couple verses. 1 Peter 2, 17. And I'm going to read the last half of the verse. It says, fear God and honor the king. So if that was written today, it would say, fear God and honor your prime minister. I hear a little bit of oof. Honoring someone because of their position has nothing to do with them personally or their mistakes. It's God saying to honor that position. Okay? Think about it for a minute. Think about Daniel. Daniel served under ungodly leaders who really ruled the world at that time. And he served as a slave. He was taken captive. Just think for a minute. If in our time we were taken captive and forced to serve under somebody who's ungodly, Daniel continued to honor those above him. You can read this story. Daniel doesn't run them down. Daniel doesn't trash talk them. Daniel stays true to his God, and yet he still honors those in authority over him. It can be done. Now, we realize even in Daniel's time, there came a spot where they told him, you can't do this. They said, you cannot pray to your God. And then he said, okay, this becomes a time where you're telling me I can't do something God said I had to. So I will choose to do what God says. But he did it still in an attitude of honor and respect. He respectfully did what he knew God wanted him to do. Do you understand that? He didn't, well, you stupid king, you don't know nothing, and these governors, boy, they're all a bunch of idiots. I'm going to pray anyhow. No, he did it respectfully. I bet you he was heavy-hearted, but he went and he said, God, I'm going to pray. And he prayed anyhow. And you know the story. God delivered him. God delivered him from the mouths of the lions. And yet in all that time, he didn't trash or say, yeah, now those governors, they deserve the worst. He didn't. God looked after it. And the authority that was there dealt with those who came against him. So respectfully, you can disagree. Respectfully, you can still honor and stay true to your God. You guys understand that? You good with it? We're going to go into that more when we do the entire message. Romans 13, 7. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them. And give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Okay, enough on that topic. We'll hit that another week. 1 Peter 2 and 17, I want to read the first part of the verse. And we're finishing up with this, and Scripture very clearly says, honor others around us. So I gave you some specifics, but it's not limited to those. Now he opens it up and he says, honor people around you. The first half of verse 1 Peter 2, 17 says, honor all people. Well, there you go. You can't say, well, I don't want to honor you. Honor all people. love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Philippians chapter 2, 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. So Philippians chapter 2, 3 and 4, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I'm going to start again from the start. Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. Now, this version, the Passion Translation, definitely opens it up a little bit more. But I love the part where he says, be free from pride-filled opinions, and it will only harm your cherished unity. Unity should be cherished. In other words, you and I can care about one another even if we have different opinions. You and I can love one another even if we don't see things exactly the same. That unity is extremely important. I heard this week that someone wasn't coming or going to come to church because they'd had arguments online with somebody else who comes to church about stuff. Well, you can imagine what stuff. Hey, it doesn't matter. We're called to love one another even if you disagree. So when you're going to state how you feel, make sure it's polite. Make sure it's in love. Whatever we're told to do, we're told to do it in love. God has got something amazing in store for us. Do you know that? He's got something amazing in store for the world if they'll receive it. He's got something amazing in store for that annoying, wicked person that lives two doors down. Do you get that? So you can't trash the person two doors down. You can't rip them up. Because as a Christian, you're called to bring them in. You're called to be a witness and a light to them. So please, 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 let's pray and believe for unity. Let's cherish it. And let's honor the others around us. All people deserve to be honored and valued, even people you don't like. And the funny thing is, sometimes the person you don't like is going through things you have no idea of. And the reason they're annoying is because they're crying out. The reason they're a pain is because their life is a mess. And they need just one person to think they're worth something. And when you honor somebody, you tell them they're worth living. You tell them they matter. Honoring somebody is something we are called to do, church. And we need to do it well. Don't dishonor those around you. You say, okay, well, how do I honor somebody I don't like? And I am wrapping up. We honor people. Here's some ways I see from Scripture. First, we honor authority by obeying and submitting to them. You don't swear at the cops, tell them they're useless, or just obey. How about speaking words of encouragement, privately or publicly? Speaking well of someone to others, even when they're not around. You know, when you speak well of someone, even when that person's not around, it can get back to them. If you speak badly about them, for sure it's going to get back to them. But even good speaking does eventually make its way back. We can declare someone's gifting or calling privately or publicly. We can allow others to go before us in many different ways. I'm not even going to go into that right now. But it's not simply somebody in the line in front of you. It's putting them first. That means you think of what they're going through, how they're feeling, and if it means you need to shut up, you shut up. If it means you need to say something to help them, you say something to help. Doing acts of service is a way of honoring, making a meal, holding a door. And finally, giving a gift or a blessing, something that costs you. Those are ways that I see we can honor others. So we're going to finish off today by taking a time to pray. And we're going to believe for God to help us to see opportunities to honor others. Last night when I prayed over the congregation, God clearly showed me, and that was for the people last night, that there was someone there that they worked with somebody that was really annoying them, and God said, you have to honor them. And the craziest thing, I saw a donut, my favorite donut, and I knew God was saying they could honor that person they worked with simply by getting them something like a donut that that person liked. Because that's how God shows me a picture of what I like, and I know what he's saying. Something that simple, you guys, a person you work with that's annoying, and God is saying, hey, honor them. You already know because you work with them what they like, and you bring it, and they're blown away because they thought you didn't even like them. And it could change their life. It could change their life. When we prayed last night, God showed me that there was someone, I don't know if it was the same person we were talking about, but it was a work situation as well, and they were working with somebody who was to the point of wishing they weren't alive. And God said, if you honor them, they're going to feel valued for the first time in their life. Honoring people's important, okay? So let's pray. Stand with me. We're going to pray and we're going to believe that we become a people of honor, not a people of dishonor. Okay? And again, you can have completely different opinions and still honor one another. It's easy to do. It's how you say it, how you act. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you right now for this congregation. I thank you for each and every person here this morning. And Lord, I pray a blessing and a peace over them like never before. Lord, I pray that you would cause us to be humble and willing to honor anybody that you put in our path. And Lord, specifically the person that's maybe annoying us right now. Lord, let us be willing to honor them. Show us what it is about them that deserves honor. Because everybody has something about them that deserves honor. Everybody. Lord, show us that we can be like you, that we can lift up the hurting, that we can meet the need of the needy. Lord, let us be a people of honor. And we thank you, Lord, as we do that, you're going to pour out on us. You're going to give blessing in a way that we've never experienced it before. And we thank you and we pray it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Give God praise in the house. Thank you so much.